Morena, 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 e hoa mako te marama pūro tēnei o Aotearoa ko New Zealand Music Month. And on the phone this morning we have Huia, ngā mihi o te ata. Welcome to the show.
Oh, kia ora, morena, e hoa.
So you've just dropped this new album, it's called Ata.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
That's a sharp question. Ata is, it's basically six tracks, which is an EP. It's a journey through like my favourite styles of waiata. So there's the first four tracks have got a bit of reggae, a bit of dub, it's got a little bit of reggaeton in there, and then the last two tracks are drum and bass. So they're like some of my favourite styles. So it's a bit of a journey through some different types of waiata with Te Reo Māori on it. A little bit different.
One waiata I really enjoy in particular is Awatea. I think it's a different spin on our on the Māori music that we hear usually on our radios. You know,
sure.
It's fresh, it's new. What inspired you to write an album like this? Because it is really different compared to a lot of Māori music that's out there at the moment.
I really love electronic music as well as acoustic and, you know, everything else. But I've been performing with my partner as Beta Sal, so it's her style of music is drum and bass. And we do write a lot of drum and bass here, but it's never with Te Reo on it. It's always just in English. I'm, you know, on my own Te Reo Haerenga myself. So we really just wanted to put Te Reo Māori music with some music that we love. So that's why we just thought, well, you know, it's just a language, so let's see how it goes with drum and bass. And it actually worked beautifully. We really love infusing the two styles.
Yeah, I feel we're really lucky to have this playing on our air because it's such a good album. It's really different. I think it's inviting for a lot of our rangatahi because it's got a different spin on Māori music altogether. So what's next for your music, and what do you hope to where do you hope to take your music next?
I've been doing this for a little while now. So I've been performing at lots of festivals, doing drum and bass and electronic music for a few years now. So I think we're looking to do more drum and bass and with Te Reo Māori and also more electronic. So I'm still I've got some more music coming from Te Omeka from House of Shem because he wrote all the reggaeton and the reggae bass tracks.
Nice.
We've got lots of drum and bass we've been working on for quite a while, and I'm lucky to have Lois McIver with me to help me with my Te Reo, because I can write it, but I'm not quite sure if it's like totally tika.
Yep.
So it's nice having her there because I feel really confident to write in Te Reo Māori now. So we'll just keep doing more of what we always do, which is just keep on writing more interesting Te Reo Māori music mostly for Te Iwi Irirangi. But also I'm always sending music to the Pacific and, like Fiji, Rarotonga, Hawaii, because they're always looking for Te Reo. They're just like, oh, but give us some more Te Reo Māori, you've got any coming. So just more of that, really, just keeping on encouraging our reo.
When can we hope to see you in Te Tai Tokero? Your music is a bit of a hit since we've started playing it.
Oh, choice.
So when can we expect to see you up here and hopefully get a chance to have a face-to-face encounter with this music?
I'm not sure because it's winter. There's not much going on from now till summer. But probably more towards summer. So we're always looking to, you know, do stuff for the festival season. So there's all sorts of stuff going on, but probably not till it gets warmer, because I think everyone's getting their woolies in there.
Yeah.
Their jammies on now, so probably just on the radios. You just got to keep listening to Tehiku, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, one question we're asking all our artists this month is, what is the most played track on your phone right now?
On my phone, I'm old school. I still listen to my stereo. What am I listening to at the moment? A lot. And what am I listening to? In the car. The car's probably the best way to do it. I listen to a lot of world music, and also Kiwi music. So anything that we're doing through Cog Studio, I'd usually grab a copy before the artist even gets it back to their their own house. Yeah. So at the moment, we've just been working with Valkyrie on their music. They're an up-and-coming Māori group. They're singing in Te Reo, but they've got a really, really different style. So they're called Valkyrie, and I've been jamming their stuff because they're recording with us at the moment. And also another up-and-coming artist called Ray. So he won best hip-hop album, best urban album last year, the Waitomani Music Awards. So his stuff's awesome too. So he's another one of the up-and-coming. So I've been playing their music a lot because we've been recording it here. So, yeah, those ones have been on pretty high rotate in our whare.
Oh, I love it. I love this. New Zealand music, supporting New Zealand music, is the only way to do it, really. And
oh, totally.
And
all
we
the
have
time.
Such talented artists in this country.
It's ridiculous. Like, I get they've got a New Zealand Music Month, but for me, man, it's Iara, Iara. We're always, I'm like 100% tautoko, you know, New Zealand music. And Te Reo Māori music, too. We have so many amazing artists here. So, yeah, I think it's important.
I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, do you have any last kupu for all of our whānau out there that are, how can we follow you? How can we make sure we stay in touch with your music and all of that?
I've got a website which I do my, I do art and music. So I kind of have a fused website. It's just www.iamhuia.com. And if you go on there and you can contact me, I'm a real person. So you can go and have a look at all the different mahi toi and mahi waiata that I'm doing. So just go check it out. There's heaps of stuff. And if you are interested in anything or want to collaborate, or if you'd like the kupu in English, just contact me. It's no problem.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us up here in Te Hiko Te Ika.
Okay,
and we look forward to having more hui your music on our airways.
O kia ora, ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. Noho ra mai.
Ai.
Tēnā tātai katoa ko tērā te reo kōrero o huia, a katahi anō ka puta mai tāna kōpai pūro e kia nei kō āta, e whama are are taringa mai, a koinei mahi pūro, ara ngā pūro Māori, ngā waiata Māori, ngā tangata Māori e whakaorane i tō tātai reo mā ngā waiata auwe, kei runga no atu koutou mainga kia koutou katoa. Hoi no e whama, ka o hoki anō tātou ki ngā waiata i nānei, ko tēnei waiata, nā te kai waiata rā a huia, e kia nei, ko mata ki te, kia mau tonu mai.